Offside.
Finančna kosilnica z zamudo. Včeraj so na Slovaškem potekali protesti proti varčevalnim predlogom, ki jih je prejšnji teden predstavil kabinet predsednika vlade Roberta Fica. Protestniki so se zbrali v 16 večjih mestih v državi, vključno s prestolnico Bratislavo, kjer se je na ulice podalo približno 18 tisoč ljudi. Protest je organizirala opozicijska stranka Progresivna Slovaška, ki jo vodi Mihal Šimečka, nekdani podpredsednik Evropskega parlamenta. V podporo so stopile tudi tri druge politične skupine z desnega spektra, in sicer Svoboda in Solidarnost, Demokrati in Krščanski demokrati, ki so se kljub različnim stališčem povezale proti vladi Roberta Fica. Podobni protesti, kot je včerajšnji, so na Slovaškem pogosti vse od Ficove izvolitve leta 2023. Pozicijo je prevzel po predčasnih parlamentarnih volitvah oktobra 2023, ko je njegova stranka Smer zmagala s 23% glasov in si tako pridobila 42 sedežev v 150-članskem parlamentu. Od takrat je bil deležen številnih kritik javnosti, predvsem zaradi poostrenega nadzora nad mediji. Avgusta lani so Slovaki namreč protestirali proti predlogu zakona o prevzemu javnega medija, ki ga je Ficova vlada sprožila zaradi domnevnega neobjektivnega poročanja o njej. Od začetka tega leta ljudi na ulice žene zlasti rastoče prijateljstvo med premijejem in ruskim predsednikom Vladimirjem Putinom, ki sta se ponovno sestala začetek septembra na vojaški paradi v Pekingu. Prav to srečanje je pretekli teden sprožilo še enega v vrsti protivladnih protestov. Kljub temu, da so bili tudi tokratni protesti v mnogih tujih medijih označeni kot nasprotovanje proruski politiki, je protestnike tokrat podžgal predvsem novi predlog vlade o znižanju državnih stroškov. Gre za že tretji paket sprememb, katerih cilj je konkretno omejiti porabo. Kaj je za zdaj znano o novi rundi reševanja državnih financ, povzame Albin Sibera, novinar za Slovaško in Češko za portal BNE in Telenews.
The latest round is a measure of, according to the Ministry of Finance, Ladislav Kamenický, that amounts to 2.7 million euros. And it includes cuts in salaries in terms of indexation. So some of the public salaries won't be indexed anymore, which means that they won't grow in the future. And some other proposals include scrapping of holidays, including November 17 holiday, which already before has been subject of these cultural clashes in Slovakia. It's a student holiday that commemorates the fall of communism in former Czechoslovakia, as well as the Nazi crackdown on universities in the Czech Republic. So it has these connotations that run further into politics. And a couple of days after these consolidation measures were introduced, the opposition has called in protests, which is actually nothing new when it comes to the sitting government of Robert Fico. The Fico's government has actually been facing mass protests shortly after it returned to power in the autumn of 2023. Most of these protests that we saw in the past 2 years were actually bigger, and they were largely ignited by concerns over the rule of law. And the actions that the Fico's cabinet was taking in towards public media, as well as towards judiciary, police, etc., and also cultural institutions. But these protests are directly related to the consolidation measures. And as we speak, there are more protests today that were actually called by labor unions, and in which policemen and firefighters are taking part and are protesting in front of the parliament, where cabinet is just approving these measures, and the first before even the measures are approved, they already were able to approve a shortened legislative procedure for the parliamentary proceedings, which ignited protests from opposition, and which is already signaling that more protests will be held.
Kot omeni sogovornik, potezi vlade nasprotujejo tudi nekateri sindikati, ki so danes organizirali nadaljevanje protestov pred parlamentom. Vlada mora sicer reze v državni porabi še potrditi, a Terenzani napoveduje, da bi odločitev, če bo sprejeta, posegla v žepe javnosti. Na koga bo predstavljena sprememba najbolj vplivala, opredeli Mihaela Terenzani, odgovorna urednica portala SME Daily.
It's mostly people who are economically active. So the government has avoided making any major cuts, for example, in the pension system. And there are some areas where there would be room for saving public finances, like this government's flagship issue is the 13th pension that is paid out to every pensioner in Slovakia, regardless of how high their actual pension is. So everyone gets more than 600 euros at the end of the year or at some point in the year as a bonus, the 13th pension. So this stays, and they made sure to like really stress that this stays. Also the like free trains for pensioners and students all remain in place. And instead, basically, people who are running the economy will be asked to pay the price. So small businesses in particular, people who have business licenses, self-employed, will pay much more in income tax and in payroll taxes. That's a significant thing. And, you know, there are worries that this might even affect some of the large transnational companies present in the country. There are the shared services centers of big IT companies, global IT companies that, you know, base their presence to a large extent on the availability of still quite cheap labor force in Slovakia, and with the measures that are coming, labor force will be no longer as cheap as before, because the payroll taxes for employers will also go up.
Terenzani opiše postopno dekadenco slovaške finančne situacije, ki jo vlada poskuša reševati s takšnimi ukrepi.
So Slovakia's public finances are in a very bad shape. Now we can say in the long term, when the government of Robert Fico took over 2 years ago, they had to immediately start doing something about the public finances. The main reasons in recent years why Slovakia's economy has been in trouble was the pandemic and the war in Ukraine, and also some policies of the previous government that were perhaps too generous with the public finances in some respects. And so this is now basically the third package of spending cuts and the consolidation of public finances. It took a very long time for the public to learn about it. So we basically now have 1 month before the government has to propose the state budget, which should already count on the measures that are yet to be taken. So as we speak, the parliament is basically discussing the spending cuts in a short-track procedure. This is one reason for frustration in the public. So you introduce huge cuts and you don't really give the public a lot of time to swallow them and to have a discussion about it. Second thing is that it's very frustrating for the productive part of the population. Most of the measures are directed at the working people, so employees, but also the self-employed. They are increasing income taxes, they are increasing the payroll taxes, so health and social insurance, and they are basically this follows the second consolidation package from last year, which also included the increase in the value-added tax rate, which means that the prices went up considerably against the previous years, and all this just makes up for, you know, it's pretty clear that the living standard of people is going to go down even more next year.
Kot izpostavlja sogovornica, so na šibkost državne finančne situacije vplivali pandemija COVID-19, vojna v Ukrajini in tudi nekatere poteze prejšnje vlade. Druge faktorje, ki poslabšujejo to stanje, predstavi Sibera.
There are several structural issues that relate to the state of finances in Slovakia, and as you already mentioned, some of these predate the cabinet of Robert Fico, and some of these also relate to the previous cabinet of Robert Fico. So there is, it cannot really be said that there would be a single government responsible for the state of finances in Slovakia. It's more like, I would say, the long-term instability in Slovak politics, which sort of forces cabinet after cabinet to postpone structural reforms in healthcare, structural reforms in taxation, and which is results in a situation in which no single government is strong enough or in power long enough to carry out unpopular reforms. And as I already mentioned, there, in combination with this, there is a, there are also rules, constitutional rules, which oblige any sitting cabinet to observe fiscal responsibility, and there are also EU, because Slovakia is a Eurozone country, EU rules that, or Eurozone rules that require the budget deficit not to be above 3.5%, I believe.
Za zdaj še ni točno znano, kako se bodo rezi poznali na vseh področjih javne porabe. Kljub temu Terencani ugotavlja, da se ne bodo posebej razlikovali od predhodnih ukrepov te vrste.
It's not very different in that it's not tied to any major reforms of the economy. So Slovakia has been through a very complex consolidation period 20 years ago, just before it joined the EU. And those are remembered as times of major economic reforms that were based on like pro-growth measures. There is an agreement among economists that Slovakia would need something similar right now, and instead the government has come up with mostly attempts to, you know, just milk people's personal finances and just try to find money in within the economy without making any proper reform. So in that sense, it's not very different. The government this time has promised to save money on its own operation so that the state should save finances. But we have yet to see what the ministers will promise to save in their respective departments because apparently that was not a priority for the government to come up with, you know, like concrete things that they are going to save money on. We have yet to see that if the, when that happens, if that happens, that will make a considerable difference against last year's consolidation package.
Sibera meni, da je javnost za varčevalni predlog izvedela tako pozno z razlogom, saj je premier Fico lahko predvidel, kakšen bo odgovor državljanov. Sogovornik špekulira, kako bi lahko ta sprememba vplivala na nadaljnje delovanje vlade.
Fico's cabinet has over the past year been sort of balancing on keeping its majority in the parliament, and Fico has been postponing these measures for as late as possible. As of course he is aware that these contribute very likely to the sinking popularity of his cabinet and his party, and of course there's a speculation that he might even opt for early elections, which, as I stress, is a speculation, and it kind of creates this dynamics that just doesn't concern only the public finance, the state of public finances, economy, but also larger political situation in Slovakia, which, as you might know, has come to EU-wide attention in recent years after Fico's cabinet has moved sharply into pro-Kremlin direction, at least in terms of its rhetoric, and obviously raised a concern on the EU level in terms of rule of law. Concerns such as when it passed the legislation that is actually giving government more power to supervise NGOs and giving government more power to control the public media.
Vlada Roberta Fica in njene predhodnice s konkretnimi finančnimi reformami torej odlašajo. Ob tem je vse bolj glasen upor državljanov, ki opozarjajo na slabe razmere, zlasti na področju socialne države, zdravstva in šolstva. Za konec stanje v državi komentira Terencani.
What I see as an inhabitant of the country is that we would really need to improve our education system. We would really need to improve our healthcare system. There is a lot of room for perhaps even saving public finances in healthcare, because that's basically one of the areas where money just gets lost in the system. We've seen many corruption scandals in healthcare over the years, and none of this seems to be a concern right now. So that's very annoying. And me, like as a member of the society, I'm of course worried about my future pension. I'm worried about my ability to sustain my family's living. So that's there are many question marks for people living in the country right now regarding the economy.
Offside je pripravila Iman.